This morning on WCHL, it's Election Day. The polls are open now, and there's still time to find out about each candidate before you cast your ballot. Two names that might appear in high numbers are write-ins that are getting some late attention because of controversy in the future planning of Chapel Hill.
I didn't seek people to vote for me until some people said they did, and then I'm fine with it.
And your new state representative will take a seat on Thursday.
I think that we're at a point where we're settling down with our legislative delegation and starting to solidify.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carboro traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina football turns its eyes to the Virginia Cavaliers for homecoming on Saturday. And
the NFL is like a drug that America keeps taking.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:05 at WCHL, 43 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy today. Look for a high today in the low 50s. Next day for going to the polls. 44 locations now open in Orange County. 24 candidates are seeking 15 seats, including the three mayoral candidates who are running unopposed. And WCHL has a profile of each candidate. Visit WCHL and chapelboro.com's Election Central for a profile and a full interview with each of the candidates. There you can also find the precinct list for your location to vote. The polls are open until 7:30 p.m. WCHL's exclusive Election Day coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight with special guests, including a host of Who's Talking, D.G. Martin, Carboro Mayor Mark Chilton, Director of Public Policy Polling, Tom Jensen, and former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. We'll also be talking with people at the polls after they voted during the evening news with Aaron Keck, and we'll speak with the candidates themselves. As the votes are counted tonight, be sure and keep it on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and also streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. We might have a little bit of a shakeup coming in the Chapel Hill mayoral and town council races due to the last-minute write-in campaign sparked by the Central West planning process controversy. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Many residents in the area identified as Central West were angered by plans proposed for future development near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That frustration has led to a write-in campaign supporting Tom Hinkle for mayor, challenging incumbent Mayor Kleinschmidt, who is running unopposed.
I didn't seek people to vote for me until some people said they did, and then I'm fine with it.
Hinkle, a solar energy consultant who owns his own business, Hinkle Solar Incorporated, said if he were elected, he would work to reinvigorate the town's interest in reducing its carbon footprint. Hinkle's neighbor, Will Raymond, has also gained the support as a write-in candidate for town council. Raymond, a software developer, is a three-time council candidate and a member of the Orange Water and Sewer Authority Board of Directors. He was one of the residents opposed to aspects of the work presented by the Central West Committee and subsequently circulated a lower-density citizens plan.
It's quite clear that most of the candidates this year are cut from the same cloth as the current council, and there's a lot of frustration because a lot of the council members have forgotten their place is really to serve us, and it's really not our job to serve them. It has been very disappointing to see with Central West how citizens have been routinely cut out of the process.
There are 9 declared candidates for 4 open town council seats. The incumbents include council members Sally Green and Ed Harrison, and challengers George Cianciolo, Lauren Hintz, Gary Kahn, Paul Nebe, Maria Palmer, Amy Ryan, and D.C. Swinton. Raymond encouraged residents to write in for Hinkle and to also write in the name of any person for the council seat who would listen to the residents' concerns about planning for the future of the town.
I'd be honored to serve. I feel like I'm very prepared to serve. If they are predisposed, they know who I am and what I'm up to. If they know somebody in their neighborhood has been active on Obie's Creek or Ephesus Church or Central West, who they feel could do a better job and who would listen to the citizens, then I suggest they write their name in too.
Stay tuned to WCHL as we host our election night special beginning at 7 p.m. immediately following the Tuesday evening news as we track the polls and bring you all the latest as the results roll in. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carborough's Lydia Lavelle were all here in this room yesterday. All are running unopposed for mayor in their respective towns. They agree that change will come to our area due to population growth in Orange County, and the three leaders all say it will be essential to manage that change rather than just letting it happen. On the eve of Election Day, Kleinsmith, Stevens, and Lavelle joined WCHL's Aaron Keck for a conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. Current Board of Aldermen member Lavelle said that years ago it would have been hard to imagine a hotel coming to downtown Carborough. She said the 300 East Main development was built in a way that fit the landscape of downtown. Other changes will be coming to downtown Carborough as part of 300 East Main, Lavelle explained, and she believes those changes would be a part of a necessary evolution of Main Street.
Our particular challenge, I think, is being such a small, geographically speaking, municipality, one of the smallest, if not the most dense town in North Carolina, approximately 6 square miles, where we'll accommodate people that, you know, want to live in Carborough and how we'll grow and include them in our community.
Incumbents Kleinsmith and Stevens agreed that the municipalities ought to be viewing growth through a regional perspective. Hillsborough is about equidistant from Durham as it is from Chapel Hill, according to Mayor Stevens.
The reason it's the big issue, though, is what's the impact on the quality of life? What's the impact on the lifestyle? What's an impact of the character of our communities? So I think that's why growth becomes such a really touchstone issue.
Kleinsmith said the community should not get caught up in absolutes in regard to proposed aesthetic aspects in development plans, for example, building heights. Rather, he said the town should concentrate on creating spaces that will provide people the experience they want from a certain area of Chapel Hill.
And I think there are opportunities for change within our 20 square miles. The catalyst for that change will be, well, I expect it to be, the growth that's going to come to us. And a good example is the Fordham Ephesus Church area. Others are right along the edges around 86 and 40, southern part of town. And, you know, I think there's a lot of change, and the growth will help us create it.
The candidates agreed that with growth comes a challenge of managing change without losing the character of each town. As to what development Stevens would like to see in Hillsborough,
we are chomping at the bit for a hotel, and so we're very, very, you know, and just looking at the success that Carborough's had with getting Hampton Inn there, and thought, oh, you know, I'd love to see something like that happen in Hillsborough. That's a piece that's missing.
Lydia Lavelle said she would like to see Carborough create an arts district similar to the Golden Belt space in Raleigh.
Part of what I'd like to see somewhere in Carborough is some kind of a similar type space. I'm not sure where that would be or how it would happen, but I think it's a natural fit for our community.
The Golden Belt space is, of course, in Durham, not Raleigh. I misspoke. Kleinsmith would like to see Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard focus area plans get the council's approval. Since 2006, he said town leaders have been talking about their vision for the area, and he says he's ready for the change to happen.
Writing a code that reflects it and then getting out of the way. I'm confident we have folks who own some of that property who have their shovels in their hand ready to go. If we can just get moving on this.
To hear the full WCHL Mayor Candidate Forum, you can read this article on our website at chapelborough.com. Orange County Commissioners will be meeting tonight to discuss the next steps in narrowing down a site for a southern branch of the Orange County Library. The board has identified three possible sites in Carborough, but county staffers say two are just not feasible. A property on Hillsborough Road next to the Martin Luther King Jr. Park would only work if Carborough aldermen agreed to a land swap to place the library at the entrance to the park. The town leaders have indicated this is not what they have in mind for that property. A second site adjacent to the cemetery on Fidelity Street in Carborough could require blasting to move large deposits of underground rock. And this would drive up the price of the project and also runs the risk of disturbing nearby burial plots. However, the idea of placing a branch library inside a proposed mixed-use development on Brewer Lane is gaining traction among town and county officials. Commissioners will discuss which locations to drop from consideration before proceeding to the next phase of evaluation, which could cost $15,000 per site. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsborough. Newly appointed State House Representative Greg Meyer will take his oath of office this Thursday. The person he's chosen to swear him in is the last to hold the position. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Greg Meyer says he's chosen a longtime friend and mentor to administer his oath of office this Thursday.
State Senator Valerie Fouché is going to swear me in. Valerie held this seat before I did. The real reason that I asked her is that Valerie has always been a mentor to me, both in terms of the work that I've done in education and in my political aspirations, and I really hope to follow in her footsteps and live up to the example that she set for me.
Meyer takes Fushi's place, representing House District 50, which covers most of rural Orange and northern Durham counties. He was appointed by a committee of Democratic Party officials last month. Fushi herself went through a similar process when she was appointed in September to fill the Senate District 23 seat, left vacant by the resignation of Ellie Kinnaird. Orange County Democratic Party Chair Matt Hughes says Meyer's appointment will help bring stability to the local delegation, which has seen the retirement of three longtime leaders in the past year.
Three of our legislators we had last year are no longer serving the legislature, Bill Fazen, Joe Hackney, and Ellie Kinnaird. I think that we are at a point where we're settling down with our legislative delegation and starting to solidify, and I think really Greg and Valerie and Verla will all be able to work together very well in the legislature and really produce some good work for Orange County.
Looking ahead, Hughes says Orange County Democrats are in a strong position to help candidates who might face tight races in other parts of the state next year.
Orange County is one of those places that once you take care of a little bit of housekeeping, you can go elsewhere and really help other counties and other candidates that are just a few points away from declaring victory in certain key races.
For his part, Meyer says he hopes to re-energize local progressives during both the May primary and the November election.
Having a little period of uncertainty in the local area certainly has made loyal Democrats just feel uneasy in knowing who's going to fight for us. So people, I do believe, feel relieved and excited to know that we have a really strong delegation going into 2014.
The swearing-in ceremony will take place Thursday at 6:30 at the historic courthouse in Hillsboro. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:16. Certain people will experience or exhibit signs of political apathy today by not going to the polls. We have a story about political apathy coming up on WCHL. Right now, time for Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Ran Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Just got a call from Brian LeBlanc of Triangle Traffic, as we've got an accident blocking both lanes of NC 54 right at White Cross. It's causing some problems there, so that is west of Carborough. Be on the lookout if you're traveling in that area. It is causing some heavy delays right now. NC 54 elsewhere moving smoothly. 15501 northbound and southbound between Manning Drive and NC 54 seeing some delays. Estes Drive between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and 15501 seeing some delays right now in both directions. And 15501 northbound approaching I-40 from Ephesus Church Road, also seeing delays this morning. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. Again, that accident causing delays in both directions on NC 54 at White Cross. Again, both lanes blocked there. Use caution. Give yourself some extra time to travel. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
It doesn't sound good if you're west of Carborough this morning trying to get into town.
No kidding.
Or going the other way.
Well, true. Very true.
Well, I know you'll keep an eye on that.
And we'll do.
We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes here.
That's good.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. It is 43 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy today. High today in the low 50s, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 40. A little fog in the morning, partly sunny otherwise. Much warmer with the highs in the upper 60s. And tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers, probably late, and not as cool. Tomorrow night's low in the middle 50s. So actually, pretty good weather here over the next few days.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
818 at WCHL. The federal government shutdown may be over, at least for now, but some of the effects appear to be lasting. That includes an increase in public dissatisfaction with the government, dissatisfaction that even has some UNC political science majors thinking it's time for a new career. Chris Fields reports for Carolina Connection.
Although the government shutdown is over and many people have begun to forget about the dysfunction it caused, it will have a lasting impact on one UNC student. For Matthew Bond, a former political science major, the government shutdown was the final straw. he dropped his poli-sci major when the shutdown started.
Yeah, I mean, I'd been contemplating dropping it before for different reasons, but then the sort of recent, over the last year, political battles that have occurred more and more frequently sort of just drove me over the edge.
To say that Bond was less than happy would be an understatement. Bond worked with several political organizations around campus, but he's quit most of those, too.
I'm just really sick of it. I'm pretty much fed up of dealing with politics. I love a lot of the people I've worked with. Some of them are really great. Others are complete ideologues and really have no space for any other ideas in their minds. Both parties seem to be incapable of governing right now. It just seems that everyone who's involved in it seems mostly in it for themselves at this point.
Bond's disgust and his decision to focus his studies elsewhere may be a trend among people his age. Political science professor Tom Carsey says many students have voiced their displeasure with gridlock and the two-party system. Even more alarming, several students said they've all but given up on the political system by choosing not to vote.
There's a lot of data over the years showing younger people less engaged in politics than middle-aged or older people in terms of their likelihood of turning out to vote on election day, volunteering in campaigns, going door-to-door. But you know, increased frustration out of the current climate seems likely to only make that worse.
Carsey says there's a growing displeasure in the classroom, too. But that doesn't mean political science classes are empty.
Students realize we talk about important things that affect their lives and their futures, but that frustration about being able to do something constructive about it, you can feel that in the classroom.
Professor Susan Bickford said that while there is certainly skepticism about the two-party system, her students remain committed to studying political science.
Particularly our political science students, because they study other countries and other organizations of politics, are pretty aware of the limitations of the two-party system. But luckily, I have not heard anyone who has turned off the study of politics anyway.
Bickford also points out that there's more to politics than just Washington, D.C. For example, Bickford brought up young politicians like Lee Storrow, a town council member in Chapel Hill, and a 2011 UNC poli-sci graduate. Storrow originally planned on following many of his classmates to Washington, but saw more opportunities in Chapel Hill.
You realize that at that massive level, it is sometimes harder to make a tangible difference and really be a part of the conversation. Whereas in a local community like Chapel Hill, I was able to get elected at a really young age. And even for young people who aren't running for elected office, we still have a lot of young folks engaged in the policy process locally in our community.
While Bond doesn't think he wants to run for political office, he realizes that completely giving up on the political system isn't going to solve our problems. Bond, along with Carsey, Bickford, and Storrow, all want students, regardless of their major, to continue to study politics and become smarter citizens.
I think giving up on entirely can't solve the problem either. There are people who are going to have to try to address these issues, and I feel like I'm in a fairly decent place to be able to do that. But at this point, I'm pretty sick of politics overall.
In that opinion, Bond is like most Americans. A poll taken during the shutdown showed that the approval rating for Congress is around 8%. That makes Congress less popular than hemorrhoids, potholes, and even toenail fungus. In Chapel Hill, I'm Chris Fields.
Carolina Connection is the excellent radio news magazine put together by the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication each week. It airs every Saturday morning on WCHL at 8:30 during the academic year. And in news around town this morning, join community members, town leaders, and business owners on November 21st from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Hargrave Center for another Rosemary Imagined input session. As the Rosemary Imagined initiative moves forward, the town of Chapel Hill is engaging Kling Stubbins, a Raleigh-based architect, to provide land use planning services. The neighborhood planning team will also be meeting to provide further guidance. This input session is part of a 10-month-long process to engage the town of Chapel Hill and community members about several recent initiatives to form a complete vision for the future of Rosemary Street. If you'd like more information, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Momentum is definitely building for Carolina football in the heels of two straight ACC wins. Now we turn our attention to a homecoming game against the Virginia Cavaliers this Saturday. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
The positive energy was palpable inside the Keenan Football Center Monday for head coach Larry Fedora's weekly press conference. Yes, there was something different about this one. Maybe it was because Carolina reminded NC State whose state it was on Saturday. Coach Fedora says the rivalry games just can't help but lead to heated contests full of raw emotion.
You know, in rivalry games, you're always, it's always heated. It's always, I mean, that's part of it. There's a lot of passion involved. And guys want to win in the worst way on both sides of the ball, and so there's going to be some heated exchanges. It's just the nature of the beast.
With freshman receivers like Bug Howard and Ryan Switzer really stepping up to become big-time contributors in the Tar Heel attack, Coach Fedora says he's proud of their development throughout the season.
Well, there's a lot of things that go on a freshman's mind during a game. And once they relax and just play, then you see the athleticism come out. You see who they are, and you see why you recruited them in the first place. And so that's fun. That really is. That's fun to see in those young kids.
With the spike in play and success experienced in the past couple contests, Coach Fedora cautions his players from listening to all the praise that is now heaped on them. He says it's vital that they keep their nose to the grindstone and focus on just being 1-0 each week.
You know, I think this team has become mature enough to understand the pitfalls of a lack of focus or worrying about what else is going on out there. You know, I mean, now you got people wanting to pat you on the back, and, you know, I mean, you know, if you do, you better watch out. You know, you better just stay the course, keep doing what we're doing, focusing on one game, and let's try to be 1-0.
In fact, Coach Fedora says Carolina has already focused all of their attention to their next opponent, Virginia. He says the team is looking forward to getting back in the tar pit and playing in front of their home fans on Saturday.
You know, we put it to bed, and we're moving on and preparing for the next one. Here at home, we're looking forward to getting back in into the tar pit and playing in front of our fans and our students.
And who knows? There may be a few more fans in those Keenan Stadium seats with the way the Tar Heels have been playing football of late. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's coverage of Saturday's homecoming game against the Cavaliers of Virginia will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning. Countdown to kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare, broadcasting live from Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. Hope you will join us for that and all-day coverage right here on 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, and on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com, our pregame and postgame coverage. You can stream it from wherever you happen to be. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The NFL is like a drug that America keeps taking. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. While the National Football League has some kind of brand, the NFL is an addiction to millions of Americans, including me. I have my favorite team, but I will also sit there mesmerized for hours watching the NFL Red Zone on Sunday afternoon, taking you from one big play to another in every game. There is no question that the on-field product is drug-like and reeling you in. But how strong must it be for America to say, okay, so what, to the rash of off-field problems the NFL has had in the last year? From shootings, murders, and more than 50 arrests, you have to wonder whether the size and speed of these guys hitting each other in the head is affecting their mental health. The Patriots were contrite over Aaron Hernandez for a couple of weeks and went back to business, claiming they didn't know what he was doing away from the team. But the Richie Incognito story in Miami is the most mind-blowing of all. This guy, with a public reputation as long as a snake from college through several pro franchises, has been thrown off the team when his hazing and racial harassment scared a teammate into quitting. And now it's come through in transcripts of text messages just what a sicko Incognito is in front of everyone. How the entire Dolphins organization should not be held accountable by the NFL is beyond me. Hazing in sports has gone on for years, from the freshmen at Carolina having to carry the old film projector from the bus to the hotel, to rookies at pro training camps having to stand up and sing their college fight songs in the dining room, all in pretty good fun, and even bonus babies having to treat some veterans to dinner still seems to be on this side of the line. But when a player takes the nastiness and aggression that has made him a pro bowler into his own locker room and no one stops him, that's enough. The threats and racial slurs that the white Incognito used against his black teammate Jonathan Martin are almost incomprehensible. The Dolphins finally fired the player, but anyone else with knowledge of this should summarily be booted as well. Trouble is, Miami might not have a team left to put on the field for its next game. Call it violation of workplace conduct. with a complete absence of human decency. But the NFL needs to take a giant stand on this one and admit that its brand is not what many of us think it is. This is our chance to see you.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
I cannot wait until next weekend. It's the biggest sale all year at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days of phenomenal savings November 15th through the 17th. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, colored gemstones, all on sale. Best prices of the year store-wide, plus all new designer jewelry is being flown in just for this event. Every piece on sale. Guys, if you're thinking jewelry for the holidays, you cannot miss this. 3 days of eye-popping savings next weekend, November 15th through the 17th. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Today's Our Local Deals come from an array of great local businesses. Get 68% off a personal session and three group sessions with Carolina Core Pilates. Or enjoy half off the best burgers in town from Buns, Burgers, and Fries. How about get 72% off a 26-point winter heating checkup from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, or half off an 8-visit punch card to visit KidZoo's Children's Museum. Find out more and purchase these great deals today at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 43 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy today, high today in the low 50s, kind of a moderate day. And tonight, we'll get down to about 40 degrees.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
State Plaza Mall, a 20-year-old man, Richard Shoup, showed up dressed in black.
Shoup entered the building carrying the gun he had stolen from his brother, fired his weapon at least six times. He did not take aim at anyone inside the building.
That's CBS's Elaine Cajano. Shoppers ran in panic. Some hid in stores. Paramus Police Chief Kenneth Ehrenberg.
One of the SWAT teams here, as we progressed through the night, was able to locate the victim in a back room with a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
No one else was hurt. The mall in northern New Jersey, 2.2 million square feet of stores, is closed today as the investigation is ongoing. One expert says it's very difficult to prevent this type of situation.
The only way we can respond to this is have more police around, more security around.
That says security consultant, former NYPD Detective Harry Hauck.
Sorry to say, but there's really nothing stopping them. I mean, there's no way we can lock the country down.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:32 at WCHL, 42 degrees in Chapel Hill, and mostly cloudy day. I'm Ron Stutz. 44 locations are open now in Orange County, accepting your ballots. 24 candidates are seeking 15 seats, including the three mayoral candidates are running unopposed. And WCHL has a profile of each candidate. Visit WCHL and Chapelboro.com's Election Central for a profile and a full interview with each of the candidates. There you can also find the precinct list for your location to vote. The polls are open until 7:30 tonight. WCHL's exclusive Election Day coverage begins at 7 p.m. with special guests, including the host of Who's Talking, D.G. Martin. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will be here. Director of Public Policy Polling, Tom Jensen, will be heard from tonight. And former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird will also join us in the studio. We'll also be talking with people at the polls after they voted during the evening news with Aaron Keck. And we'll speak with the candidates themselves, of course. As the votes are counted, join us right here on WCHL. Again, the polls have been open now for about 2 hours and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carborough's Lydia Lavelle, all running unopposed for mayor in their respective towns, agree that change is going to come to our area due to population growth in Orange County. The three leaders say it will be essential to manage that change rather than just sitting sitting back and watching it happen. On the eve of Election Day, Klein Smith, Stevens, and Lavelle joined WCHL's Aaron Keck in our studios for a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. Current Board of Aldermen member Lavelle said that years ago it would have been hard to imagine a hotel coming to downtown Carborough. She said the 300 East Main development was built in a way that fit the landscape of downtown. Other changes will be coming to downtown as part of 300 East Main, and she believes that those changes would be part of a necessary evolution of Main Street. Again, Lily Lavelle.
Our particular challenge, I think, is being such a small, geographically speaking, municipality, one of the smallest, if not the most dense town in North Carolina, approximately 6 square miles, where we'll accommodate people that, you know, want to live in Carborough and how we'll grow and include them in our community.
Incumbents Kleinsmith and Stevens agreed that the municipalities should be viewing growth through a regional perspective. Hillsborough is equidistant from Durham and Chapel Hill, according to Mayor Stevens.
The reason it's the big issue, though, is what's the impact on the quality of life? What's the impact on the lifestyle? What's the impact of the character of our communities? So I think that's why growth becomes such a really touchstone issue.
Kleinsmith said the community shouldn't get caught up in absolutes in regard to proposed aesthetic aspects in development plans. For example, building heights. Rather, Kleinsmith said the town ought to concentrate on creating spaces that will provide people the experience they want from a certain area of Chapel Hill.
I think there are opportunities for change within our 20 square miles. The catalyst for that change will be, well, I expect it to be, the growth that's going to come to us. And a good example is the Fordham Ephesus Church area. Others are right along the edges around 86 and 40, southern part of town. And, you know, I think there's a lot of change, and the growth will help us create it.
All three candidates agreed that with growth comes the challenge of managing change without losing the character of each town. As to what development Mayor Stevens would like to see in Hillsborough, he offered this.
We are chomping at the bit for a hotel, and so we're very, very, you know, and just looking at the success that Carborough's had with getting Hampton Inn there and thought, oh, you know, I'd love to see something like that happen in Hillsborough. That's a piece that's missing.
Lavelle said she would like to see Carborough create an arts district similar to the Golden Belt space in Durham.
Part of what I'd like to see somewhere in Carborough is some kind of a similar type space. I'm not sure where that would be or how it would happen, but I think it's a natural fit for our community.
Kleinsmith would like to see Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard focus area plans receive the council's approval. Since 2006, he said town leaders have been talking about their vision for the area, and he says he's ready for that change to happen.
Writing a code that reflects it and then getting out of the way. I'm confident we have folks who own some of that property who have their shovels in their hands ready to go. If we can just get moving on this.
To hear the full WCHL Mayor Candidate Forum, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Hear the whole exclusive interview on WCHL, once again, at chapelborough.com. The Orange County Commissioners will meet tonight to discuss the next steps in narrowing down a site for a southern branch of the Orange County Library. It may seem a little strange to hold a meeting on election night, but Orange County Commissioners are not up for re-election. The board has identified three possible sites in Carborough, but Orange County staffers say two are just not feasible. A property on Hillsborough Road next to the Martin Luther King Jr. Park would only work if Carborough aldermen agreed to a land swap to place the library at the entrance to the park. The town leaders have indicated this is not what they have in mind for the property. A second site adjacent to the cemetery on Fidelity Street could require blasting to move large deposits of underground rock. This would drive up the price of the project and runs the risk of disturbing nearby burial plots. However, the idea of placing a branch library inside a proposed mixed-use development on Brewer Lane is gaining some traction among town and county officials. Commissioners will discuss which locations to drop from consideration before proceeding to the next phase of evaluation, which could cost $15,000 per site. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsborough. And the Senate is moving ahead with the first major bill barring workplace discrimination against gays in nearly two decades. 7 Republicans and 54 Democrats have cleared the bill past its first hurdle on a 61-30 procedural vote, setting the stage in Washington for debate today and possible passage by the end of the week. The bill would prohibit employment discrimination against gay, bisexual, and transgender people. WCHL News Time, 8:38. Coming up, we have today's commentary on the way from Don Bolton. He encourages everybody to get to the polls and vote. We also have Adopt a Pet since it's Tuesday on WCHL. That is on the way.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Bill Cederberg. I'm the owner of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill since 1986. We do full-scale remodeling, specializing in kitchens and baths, small additions, anything that is related to remodeling of an existing residence.
You do all kinds of additions, don't you?
I've added third stories to existing houses. I've dug out basements. I've done some suite type of additions where you have maybe a master suite with a bathroom and a large bedroom and maybe a sitting area. We've done a lot of different things, and we've done a lot of real simple things. Building a small porch on the front of the house or changing the facade, closet, reworks, a variety of things.
Do you do porches and decks and patios and that sort of thing?
We've done a lot of patios with decks and or hard surfaces. Sometimes we'll bring in a landscaper, or maybe the landscaper has brought us in. But in Chapel Hill, one of the most popular things we do is cover decks and make them screen porches so that you can get a little more use out of that deck, enjoy the summer months a little more, really extend the seasons, maybe making that space maybe a 8 to 9 month space as opposed to 4 or 5. And from time to time, we'll take that space and make it into what would more commonly be called a Florida room. Go to our website at cederbergkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been the professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home, without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
This is Meg Franson, Senior Vice President of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to join us on November 13th for the inaugural Business Hall of Fame Gala and Induction Ceremony, honoring business leaders with a record of achievement and who have made a positive and lasting impact on our community. Special thanks to our sponsors, East 54 and Obie Creek, PNC Bank, Vilcom, Performance Automall, and the Word Factory.
The Hall of Fame Gala, a black tie celebration, is November 13th at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Visit carolinachamber.org to buy your tickets today.
Yes, holiday season is just around the corner. Time to make your home beautiful for the occasion with the help of the design team at Best Tile. With personal design consultants to guide you through the process and an unsurpassed selection of tiles from around the world, it's no wonder Best Tile has been voted the area's best tile resource for 3 years in a row. Deck the halls this year with Best Tile. Local store, global selection. Find us at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
He runs toward the end zone. He's at the 20, the 10, touchdown! Oh, ow! Oh.
Dad?
Moments like this are why we created OrthoNow, a walk-in service providing same-day treatment of acute orthopedic conditions like sprains, sports injuries, minor fractures, and joint pain. Because whether you're playing ball on the field or in the driveway, you deserve the expert care of UNC Orthopedics. UNC OrthoNow, open Monday through Thursday 8 to 7 and Friday 8 to 5. UNCOrtho.org.
Good morning, it is 8:42 at WCHL. It is Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL. We have Emily here from Independent Animal Rescue. And Emily, tell me about this handsome guy that you brought with you today.
Well, as you can see, he's quite enormous. He's extraordinarily friendly.
He's a big cat.
He's a huge cat. And he and his siblings have all endured quite a tragedy. Their person took her own life, and they were dumped at the local pound, and an intelligent person called IAR and said, look, we don't want to have tragedy upon tragedy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He's really looking at this station and learning about every single corner. He's a fascinating cat. He's got a huge personality. That's why we named him Picasso.
Yeah, he's a piece of work, that's for sure.
He's a piece of work.
He's really comfortable. He's made himself at home here.
Yes, he has. Yeah. And he has a beautiful asymmetrical face. He's really quite a bit of a cat hero in that the really shy, depressed cat he's been taking care of, that cat's name is now Paul Clay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an absolutely gorgeous, interesting, very emotional animal. This guy adores attention. You look at him, he flops down on his back. He's got his paws wiggling in the air. He's more golden retriever than cat, really.
He was just walking around in the studio here, and I was petting him and talking to him, and he was like, hey, I know you. I've known you for a long time, but, you know, I've never seen him before, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, no, he really is a delight. He's a wonderful guy. The other day I grabbed him, looked at his claws, and thought, they need clipping. I clipped them in less than 3 minutes.
Wow.
I am not a great claw clipper of cats,
yeah.
But this guy almost handed me his claws.
That's a tough job, too.
Well, he's very gentle. He's very, very sweet. He went nose to nose with our dog instantly and liked him. He also loves other cats. This is a great all-around cat. And what's really remarkable to me is all three of the cats that I'm fostering currently, they're living in an art studio,
mm-hmm.
hence the names, and they love other cats. They're really amazing how much they must have been loved before they were orphaned.
Yeah. You know quite a bit about cats because you've been taking care of cats for a long time. How old do you think Picasso is?
Oh, Picasso is a very healthy cat. He's probably 8 years old.
Yeah.
Despite that, he's just an enormous kitten.
Yeah.
He loves to play. He loves to fetch a ball. I mean, this guy is more golden retriever than cat.
Yeah, he really is a great, great cat. Somebody's looking for a cat that can be adopted and just fit right in your house right away. Seems like he would get along with everybody. I mean, including small children, dogs.
You know it.
Doesn't matter. I mean, he's ready to go, and we need to find a home for him.
We absolutely do. And you can reach me at 919-942-2607. That mm-hmm. number, once again, is 919-942-2607. I'm very conveniently located near Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
and you can come and schedule a visit with him and his siblings. But he would fit into virtually any household.
Yeah.
I think he'd be excellent with small children.
Yeah.
The fact that I could clip his nails like that.
That's pretty amazing.
Unbelievable.
You can go to animalrescue.net and find out more about Independent Animal Rescue. And be sure and check into Picasso and these other cats as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you for coming in. We're going to have a picture of him on our website and on our Facebook page. Man, he's ready. He's ready. He's good to go.
Oh, he's an excellent. He's a
yes.
top-notch, fantastic cat. I already love him myself. If I didn't have so many in our house, then I'd be adopting him and the mm-hmm. cat he rescued.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. It is 8:47 at WCHL. Good morning.
It's coming. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year. It's next weekend. 3 days of spectacular pre-holiday savings. November 15th through 17th. You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price. Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry. All earrings. All bracelets. All bands. All pendants. Pearls, even engagement ring mounting. This is the big one. Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas. Not this weekend, but next weekend. November 15th through 17th. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
To celebrate the grand opening of Cameron's at its new home at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro, we present 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle. The preceding 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle was brought to you by Cameron's, now open in its new home in Carrboro at 300 East Main Street. Cameron's, a gallery of gifts, jewelry, cards, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff.
Atlantic Tire and Service is your exclusive Durham, Cary, and Raleigh locations to enter the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple Giveaway. Plus, get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the nearest store and register to win a trip to see the Tar Heels play.
I'm Mike Benson, Chapel High School Class of 85 and owner of the Southern Rail and the station. Enjoy a sunset in the beer garden and then catch a band playing in the original station featuring one of the oldest bars in the Triangle and with no cover charge for bands or DJs. And just open is our brasserie and coffee shop in the front of the station called the Tiger Room. Now serving from 7 a.m. till 2 a.m. with sandwiches, fair trade coffee, and Miss Sophia's homemade empanadas. Come on by and watch the Heels play on the big screen. I'll see you there.
All right, thank you, Mike. 849 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Don Bolton. I am asking every registered voter to use your shoe leather and get to the polls and vote in this year's town council election. This time, I ask you to vote for the candidates that are willing to work for the good of the people of Chapel Hill. I mean, all of the people. Ask your candidates for their thoughts on working for all of the citizens of our community. Previous members of council have worked hard to provide recreation facilities, clean and safe neighborhoods, good police and fire protection, and many other services over the years. Let us elect people to the council who really care about the people of Chapel Hill and will provide for our community needs. Please get out and vote. This is Don Bolton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street. Presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. With elections going on today, we hit the streets to find out what is one distinct feature you look for in a local candidate.
My name is Kenneth Perry, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. Running locally, I would really want to see more people going back to the more homegrown, natural way of things.
I'm Carla, and I live in Chapel Hill. I think, like, strong leadership and honesty as much as possible.
Diana Hirsch, Chapel Hill. I guess my concern right now is the big developments that are being brought up.
My name's Rebecca, and I live in Carrboro. Well, one thing that I'd like to see, and I actually have seen a lot of this year, which is great, is a commitment to both education and transportation.
My name is Les Fry, and I live here in Carrboro.
Well, I like someone who knows the community really well and listens to what people have to say and also votes their conscience.
What is a feature you look for in local candidates?
Mac, I live in Chapel Hill. I'd choose the least deceptive one.
I'm Sved Derderian. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I would like to see two things. I would like to see a candidate who is committed to local development. And the second thing that I want to see is a closer cooperation with the federal government.
My name is Tim O'Leary. I live in Carrboro. I would probably want them to look in the economic interest of the working class type people.
My name is Derek Holmgren, and I live in Carrboro. Candidates who sort of share, you know, same concerns about general local issues.
Sherston Freskin in Carrboro. I guess engagement with the community, reaching out, dialoguing with community members to hear different perspectives.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. If you're hungry for nostalgia and food, Chapel Hill has the edge on all others. You can visit Sutton's Drugstore. It's a living museum in all the best ways. And if your photo makes it to the wall there, your life's work is done. There's Four Corners, a classic bar and grill serving sandwiches named for legendary Tar Heels like the Fabulous Phil and the Slammin' Sam. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in, experience the edge of the Triangle here in your own backyard.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Now's your chance to enjoy a great meal and help an important local cause. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, where we are proud to be a part of RSVVP Day on November 12th, supporting hunger relief at the Interfaith Food Council's Food Pantry and Community Kitchen. We invite you to dine on scrumptious fare at Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn. We'll donate 10% of our gross sales back to the IFC. We serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so pick your favorite mealtime at Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and support the IFC.
All the registering and qualifying for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance is all over now. We had several ways you could get eligible to win. 38 great sponsor locations. We've been selecting finalists each week for a total of 6 weeks from our great sponsor locations and getting call-in finalists. And you can go to the website at chapelboro.com and also Chapelboro's Facebook page. But all of that is over now. We're collecting all the registration boxes and compiling all the finalists and everything else now. And now we just have to wait and see. Among those who have qualified, who our winner is. Someone is going to win our grand prize in New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play basketball. And we appreciate your participating in the contest. The phones have been going crazy, and we've been having a lot of fun with the contest. More details on the way about how we're going to select the winner, where it's going to happen, and all of that sort of thing. You can win something right now if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day. What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answers to those questions, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call once again, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Butch Keziah is Executive Director of the Town of Chapel Hill's Parks and Recreation Department. He recently announced he's getting ready to retire.
My wife, Nancy, and I, we've been wanting to live at the beach since before she and I got married. Her family had a place that they vacationed to at Hilton Head at the time, and she told me one day we're going to live here. Here we are 29 years later, and we have been able to make things work, I'm happy to say. She's gotten a job down there. This is the time that, for us, it works for our family, and so made the decision that that's what we would do. Kind of bittersweet in a way. I'm going to really miss Chapel Hill. It's been a wonderful experience for me. I can honestly say after, gosh, almost 38 years in Parks and Recreation, being here has been the highlight of my career. I've enjoyed every minute of it. The staff here at the Parks and Recreation Department is really good. They're great folks. The town manager, Roger Stansel, he's why I came to begin with. The support for Parks and Recreation from the community and the council is really fantastic. And, you know, when you have all that going for you, it's pretty easy to be the Parks and Recreation Director, to be honest with you. I think we've got a pretty good Parks and Recreation Department, and we've been able to do some things over the last 7 years I've been here.
Butch Keziah is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I think what I love about Chapel Hill is the people who live here and are in school here. One of the things I figured out real quick, there's some really, really bright people in this town, and they all want us to be, as Parks and Recreation Department, to be successful. I've met some great folks. It's been a wonderful experience for me. It's been a wonderful experience for my family. Some of the nicest people I have ever met live in this town. The spirit of community within this town is just fantastic. Folks who are here fall in love with Chapel Hill. People in this town really care about each other. That's a big deal.
So, Butch, are you really retiring?
I don't think I can retire, Ron. I think I would go crazy, personally, if I wasn't doing something. I don't know what that's going to be yet. I love to play golf, and I love to fish. It may be that I find something. You know, there's a bunch of golf courses on Hilton Head Island. I think maybe I can find something down there in the golf industry, or there's a few bait and tackle shops down there, too, so I might be able to work something out there.
Congratulations to today's WCHL hometown hero. Butch Keziah.
It's been my pleasure, it's been my honor to have served the people of Chapel Hill.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Don Reinford, who called in with the word of the day. Puerile, P-U-E-R-I-L-E. It means juvenile, childish, or silly. I take great pride in being all those things. And Don Reinford gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much. Wayne will have another word for you tomorrow morning.
I cannot wait until next weekend. It's the biggest sale all year at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days of phenomenal savings, November 15th through the 17th. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, colored gemstones, all on sale. Best prices of the year, store-wide, plus all new designer jewelry is being flown in just for this event. Every piece on sale. Guys, if you're thinking jewelry for the holidays, you cannot miss this. 3 days of eye-popping savings next weekend, November 15th through the 17th. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Today's Our Local Deals come from an array of great local businesses. Get 68% off a personal session and three group sessions with Carolina Core Pilates. Or enjoy half off the best burgers in town from Buns, Burgers, and Fries. How about get 72% off a 26-point winter heating checkup from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, or half off an 8-visit punch card to visit Kidzoo's Children's Museum. Find out more and purchase these great deals today at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Hey, it's going to be a great day. Get out there and vote.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community, Chapel Hill, where